podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged today. Before we jump into this great podcast that you're going to hear, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. They have completely revolutionized the shooting machines. Everyone, to be honest with you, in my opinion, seems to be copying them. Go over and check it out. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. They'll work on trade-ins, they'll work on financing. They will take care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If I know what you're going through, I was there. I took over a program that had never had a winning season, turned it into one of the top, a USA ranked one, one that has won national championships, ones that won national tournaments, ones that have won state titles. Let me help you do that. I'm holding my ring right now. Let me help you put a ring on that finger. Come over and check out teachhoops.com and let's head off the podcast. I hate the layup line.
Hate it. So yeah, we got rid of that.
So how could you change the whole mentality? Because I'm sure a lot of coaches that are listening to this have that same issue. How did you come in and do that?
Make everything a competition and tell them that, no, I don't care if you're a junior, senior, whatever. You're not, your spot's open. You have to compete.
And as a new coach, you can do that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I know.
And my first parent meeting, I told him, I said, nobody's guaranteed a spot. They got to compete.
And no one's guaranteed playing time either. Your son might make my team, but he might not play.
I know. Exactly.
I was just thinking about that with, because we got our season in and then we didn't play this year.
Yeah.
So the 2021 season. So basically, and I didn't have many young kids up that year. So I am going to be literally everyone that walks in that gym, I will not have coached next year. There's no one I will have coached.
So you guys aren't having anything at all?
Nothing. We don't. Now, the urban areas don't. Some of the rural areas are playing. Parts of the states are playing. Part of the states. But Milwaukee and Madison are not. Nope.
They have us scheduled to play start in May.
Which makes sense, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what's Washington? I know California is March or April. What's Washington doing?
I think Washington, I can't remember. I think they're around, I want to say March or April.
Yeah, it seemed like those three states were kind of doing everything kind of together.
We were supposed to start initially late December.
Okay.
And then they switched it and pushed us back to May.
Because I have a coach in California that thinks they might play outside.
Hey, right now, my district won't allow me in the gym. I'm outside. I found one of the elementary schools just redid their whole school. They got a covered area, covered hoops. It's not the full 84 feet. I think I marked it off like 74 or something like that. But it's better than nothing.
Right. I know. Like, I'm looking outside right now at about 18 inches of snow. It's like,
oh man, we had snow last week. We still got some in my yard.
Oh, I know, the whole country. No, it's like, it's about 18 inches, I think. I mean, it's to the point where, talking about my dog was chasing a bunny in the backyard, the puppy, who's like two or three, and she caught the bunny.
Oh,
but the bunny got away, so no one write me any letters or anything. The bunny got away because I yelled at her, but she didn't actually catch the bunny in her mouth. The bunny, the snow was so thick that the bunny got stuck in the snow. So she,
oh, really?
She pounced on top of the bunny. So I had to yell at her to get off the bunny, basically.
Right.
Because the bunny couldn't move fast enough in the snow because it was so thick. So anyway, it was pretty funny. It was like, I wish I had taped the thing. It was hilarious. The bunny would go back. It was like this game they were playing. And she's a puppy.
Yeah.
She wouldn't probably know.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a golden. We have two goldens. We have Disney, because we like Disney. And we have Sanibel, which we like Sanibel Island, which I would recommend. Yeah. If you ever want to go to a place in Southern Florida, it's great. Really good.
Okay.
Awesome. That's what people do in Wisconsin.
We have a Tibetan Terrier.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. We got two. We got the other one to keep the older. The other older one's like seven, so it's good. They kind of, I think, it keeps the 7 year old a little bit younger.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite offense or a favorite defense?
Last couple of years, I was just kind of doing a ball screen offense, like similar to what Gonzaga used to run.
Okay. Yep.
This year with the group I have, I'm going to, and the season is going to be a short season.
Yeah. How long is it going to be?
6 weeks.
And
six
how
weeks.
Long? So you're only going to, how many practices do you have to have before you can play?
We officially start on May 10th. Our first game will be May 18th.
Okay. And then you're done and June.
June 20-something, like something like that. And hopefully we'll get in the gym before that. When we get in the gym, what's going to happen? I can only have six guys at a time. We can't do any physical contact, any scrimmaging. You know, I could probably get away with some 5-on-0 skeleton to run through some Princeton stuff just to get them used to that. Sanitize the ball, sanitize the hand so, you know, you're not using anybody else's ball.
5-on-5 outside?
No scrimmaging at all.
Until you start playing.
So the kids are just all drilled out.
Well, they're drilled out. I just have them shooting.
And all we do, most of the time we're doing is shooting. We're just shooting.
Yeah.
For 90% of it is shooting.
That's just, I know. I'm just writing this year off like 100 years from now, they'll go, wow, you lived in that stretch. What's the biggest change you've seen in the game? Because you've been around it so long.
I'd say the three-point line back, you know, when I played in college, we didn't have it.
We jump ball everything. I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, ball everything, you know, and you went to the hoop, you got hammered, you know, hand checking. You know, the spin with the hook, you could hook a guy, you know, all those kind of things that we used to do back in the day. You can't do that now. And, you know, I think you look at the Euro, how they play, we're kind of almost there too.
We are. Do you have the shot clock?
Mm-hmm. No, we don't. I wish we did.
Yeah, I'm neutral on it. I used to be like,
are you?
I am. I understand the whole world has it. So part of me thinks, gosh, we should have it because everybody has it. But also then the other part of me says that it is one of the unique things about high school basketball that makes it like you can pick your style because you're given your kids. Like you can't, it's not like I'm Gonzaga and I can go and get my players from Europe and stuff. So I can fit my style to my player, and maybe my style is slow. Maybe my style is fast. The problem with the shot clock is, in my opinion, is it makes everyone kind of play at the same pace.
Right.
And I think what makes you high school basketball unique is that there isn't one, and that, you know, I think there's 13 states that have it or something. I think there could be better changes to the game. Like we play halves in Wisconsin. I think that's a great change.
Oh, you do? What are they? Were they? What? How long?
We play 2 18-minute halves.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So what it does is it forces you to play more kids.
Yeah.
It's basically a college game. Watch a college game, no one plays 40 minutes.
Oh, no, you can't.
There's no way. So you basically have to treat a high school game similar that you can't play 36 minutes and play hard. If you are, then there's something wrong. So
you're taking half the time off.
So. You're taking half the time off. So it's forced coaches to play more kids, which I think at the high school level is perfect because most kids aren't going on. And it definitely helps the flow. I think it was a better move than the shot clock, actually.
Interesting. 18-minute halves, huh?
Yeah. Wow. And the only thing I miss is I miss the timeout. I miss the break at
the quarters.
Where I can change and I can coach and I can talk to them. Yeah. I wish they would have given us like an extra timeout in the first half or something where I could have so that's what I do miss. I'm still trying to fight to get an extra timeout, like use it or lose it kind of thing.
Right.
So that would be better. But other than that, it definitely helps the flow of the game. It definitely helps the flow.
Oh, that'd be, I've done it in summer league, but it's been running.
Yeah, it's not running, and it just and it's like, you know, oh, when am I going to pull my best player out and give him that, you know, 30 seconds, you know, blah blah blah. But no, I think that there's a couple soapbox. I think we should get rid of the jump ball. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
Why do we throw it up at the beginning of the game? Give the visiting team the ball and let's start. That should be the first rule everywhere.
Do it like football.
Yeah. Now, I understand if you jump everything like the NBA, if you jump everything, then it's different. I get that. But we're not jumping everything. So why are we?
No, just toss up a coin. And you have the you can defer if you want to, you know.
Right. It's like, and I've said this 1,000 times. You get the accountant who was working all day, they make one toss every 3 weeks. It's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's not good.
One thing they are doing this year in Oregon is they're using, if you're up by, I think it's 30 or 35,
running clock.
Going into the fourth quarter, it's a running clock.
It should be that. People, yeah. So what I always tell people is like, think about that. This is high school athletics, people. Yeah, like high school athletics. Most of these people are not going to play after they leave high school.
No, maybe a 0.5%.
Yeah, it's education-based thing. Why would we not want a running clock if it's over at that point? Like, come on. Like, people just get weird. Hey, everybody, hope you're enjoying the podcast. I'm going to do a big shout out to our two other podcasts, High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig. I do talk about them often, but I don't give them a spotlight. They are great. High School Hoops talks weekly. We talk about kind of what you're going through. Like, we've been doing a lot of COVID right now because that's where we are, and what happened with that, and how we're reacting to it. And Teacher Side Gig is teachers kind of looking at themselves and how they can make a little extra money on the side. And it's just me giving back to a little bit to all the teachers out there that I know have to do that. So also subscribe and like this podcast and go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right, let's head back to the podcast. All right, so I'm going to go through my rapid fire, which is I just ask you a question and then you give me, quote unquote, a rapid answer. What's your favorite brand of basketball, the actual ball you play with?
Wilson Evolution.
Why?
Because I like it, and that's what our state uses.
That's what I tell every coach that ever asks. I said, whatever your state's using in the state championship game, use that.
Yep, use that. Who cares exactly.
If you like it or not. One word to describe your ideal player.
A dog.
Ooh, I like that. One sporting event. You go to one sporting event in the entire world, what would you go to?
Oh, man.
That's on my list. I have really no desire to go to a Super Bowl. Been to a Final Four.
Final Four, I like to go to. But Masters, yeah. If it's free, I'm going to Masters.
And I'm not willing to wait another 100 years for the Cubs to go to the World Series again. So
right.
Probably won't do that one. My dad just turned 87, and I swear I never thought it was going to – I mean, I was crying when they won the World Series. I never thought he'd see it. Like, are you kidding? It's the Cubs.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, what's one thing you do to relax? I think I know the answer to that one.
Play golf.
Okay. What does your game day look like?
Game day. Depends. Home game. If I'm at school after my last class is done, lock my door, put the shade down on my window, on my door. I'm either just sitting in the dark or go to the Subway, get a sandwich, come back, watch a little bit of film, take a little cat nap, and head over to the gym.
I'm telling you, Coach K takes a cat nap every time before every game.
Oh, man. You got to figure, I'm teaching all day, and I'm trying to got to get in game mode. I'm like, I gotta do something to regroup. I lock my door. It's like, turn my lights off. So I'm not even there. So no one can even see the lights are on.
Best thing ever, man. We got a bus. I'm out. Like 2 minutes, I'm out.
Oh, man. I've checked out so hard. It's like, I woke up. It's like, ooh.
But you know what Coach K's theory, and I read this in one of his books, his theory is you're the sharpest in the morning.
Yeah. And
take a nap, then you wake up, then you go and coach, you're sharper than you would be later in the day. I think it's a good reason to take a nap, if no other reason.
Oh man,
do you have any superstitions?
Yes. Pre-game warm-ups, I'm eating Skittles.
Okay, not heard that one. Why?
Just, I like Skittles, and just something I started. I spent my first year as a freshman coach. My wife came in and tossed me a bag of Skittles, and during warm-ups, I'm just eating Skittles. And then, like, next game, I'm like, hey, oh, wait a minute. Hey, I need some Skittles. So I get my Skittles, okay. So it just became a thing.
What's your favorite flavor of Skittles?
The tropical one.
What color is that?
I think it's in the blue bag.
Blue bag. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell people the yellow and green ones they can throw out. I just want the orange.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
People like those though. They like the lime and the okay. I've never heard that. I've heard popcorn. I've never heard Skittles before a game.
Skittles, man. Skittles.
I like Skittles. I do like Skittles.
People think I got it from Marshawn Lynch. No, I was doing it before Marshawn Lynch was born.
Okay, one coaching technique you think is important.
Listening. Listen to your players. Yeah. Listen to your players.
Okay, you have 5 words or less to describe your perfect player.
Intelligent, selfless, hardworking, competitive.
Okay. Best basketball player you have seen in person?
Seen in person or played against?
Seen in person or played against. You've seen him in person. You played against them.
Yeah. Yeah. True. best basketball person I've seen in person, Dr. J. One I played against, Pat Ewing.
I just remember the finals when he was blocking all those shots. That was against North Carolina, I think. It was on North Carolina. We had all those goaltendings start the game.
Yeah,
I think it was. Best player of all time?
MJ.
Okay. What's the most used basketball tool that you use or resource you use?
Huddle.
Okay. Why?
I use because it gives me it. I can get my stats from it, break down the film, receive film, make snippets of highlights. You can do anything with that.
You can. It's changed the game a little bit. I think it's balanced the floor a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm an old dog that used to be able to take the advantage of people not doing that.
Or doing the VHS tape.
Double VHS tape, baby. Oh my God. Huddle maybe saved crossover probably saved my marriage, so I was spending so much time doing that. If you could only teach one skill, what skill would it be?
Shooting.
Shot clock, yes or no?
Yes.
One thing that helped you become a better coach.
My wife.
Just end there. Amen. Best game you've seen in person?
Best game I've seen in person, the 1977 Blazers and 76ers championship game.
Okay. One favorite quote or saying?
What was it? The MLK is always, it's always the right time to do the right thing. Something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, I wish I could remember that.
Yeah. Did you send it to me? I can look it up.
No, the one I sent you was about the James Baldwin one.
Yeah, you said not everything that is face can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, that's
like the Martin Luther King one too. That's a good one. One thing you would tell your younger self.
If you're going to coach, get started earlier in life. I got started late.
That's a good one. My son's gonna start college next year, and I said I've told both of my kids, I said, your 20s are your 20s. Like,
yeah,
that's the time to figure your life out. Like, if you got to live on your friend's couch, go live on your, I mean, the 20s are figure out what you love to do. I was lucky. I found something I loved to do early, but I said 20s, figure it out, graduate from college and just go figure life out. Like,
right. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
and then you can do the rest, you know, when you're 28, 29, and then you can whatever, but just go figure it, go. That's when you live in New York City, and that's when you travel, and that's when you
travel. You do dumb jobs, odd jobs, and
be a ski bum. Who cares? As long as you support yourself, it's like just go figure it out, and then you're going to figure out, ooh, I like this, or I don't like this. I know.
You figure out who you are very fast.
You will. Mm-hmm. You'll figure out what's important to you too. Like, right, this is important, this is not.
Right.
So one word to describe your coaching style.
Passionate.
I know. I can't even imagine when I get back on the court. I mean, I think it was March 6th. It's been over a year since I've been on a court. It's crazy.
Yeah. I've been in the gym, our gym until last, let's see, our last game was March 3rd. So our last practice, March 2nd. And I haven't seen that gym since then.
I know. I haven't had students in my room since March 13th. I remember it was Friday the 13th was my last day, that? March 13th.
Uh-huh.
Crazy. I told all my kids in my classes, take your computers home. We're not coming back. And they looked at me like, what are you talking? I go, you're not coming back.
Not coming back. That's right. Yeah. I remember that.
I do too.
That's why I started playing a lot of golf.
Golf is a safe thing to do. yeah. One book, if you could do one book, advise one book or give one book.
Oh, you know, I you mentioned earlier the Barack Obama book, and I want to do that one.
Okay.
That's on my list.
Yeah, it is. That I would recommend it. I would. Yeah, it's a good book. I can't wait for a second term. Yeah, it'll be good. I can't wait till he gets his museum done in Chicago. The park's going to be awesome. I think it's right by Lake Shore. Cool. Oh, it's going to be very cool. All right. So I always end with one bit of advice. Do you have one bit of advice that you want to share with another coach or?
I would say being 57 years old and, you know, I've been around a block a few times and then some.
Join the club.
Find out what is right for you and what you like. Don't worry about what you think others want from you, because you have to find out for you what's good for you.
I'm telling you, that's it. Do you. Like, do you. My players, do you. Like, it might not be good. The doing you might not be, but it will, trust me, we'll pick you up and put you back on the right path if it's not.
Exactly. Just do you.
Because sometimes do you is move back in with your parents and live on the couch. Sometimes do you is go get a job at a, you know, ski resort, whatever. Do you.
And it'll
be okay. So I'm going to apologize, coach, for the middle of the podcast when the dog.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Had a problem on the back.
Life happens, man.
Life happens in the middle on a Saturday afternoon when you're doing the podcast. Life happens, but I appreciate
this is the first Saturday I haven't played golf since April.
Why?
It was snowing and the ground is so saturated. I didn't want to deal with it.
Well, then it worked out. The podcast worked out great.
That's why I got the email. I'm like, I had a couple
cancellations and it worked out great. So thank you, coach. I really appreciate it. Hey everybody, hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down, review, do whatever you got to do. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great
Sports Social Podcast Network.